This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Soda. Oh, I have to turn it down? Okay. I should just hit it. Soda is this hour's code word. S-O-D-A. Soda. Text the word soda to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. 12K a day. Message and data rates apply. Soda is this hour's code word. Text it to 72881 and then answer your phone in an hour when it rings with an unknown caller. You want your $1,000, don't you? Come on.
Yeah.
Soda is this hour's code word. So can I stop it from this side?
Oh, yeah, I figured you'd fade it out, but sure, I can just stop it.
No, I just stop it. I don't like to have it down, because then I got to remember to put it back up. We have a new computer system, everyone. I get that it's, well, it's fine. We're figuring it out. It's got glitches, and I'm bad at learning new things. But
well, we do it live.
We, sure, that's what we do here. Professionally unprofessional. So, yesterday, you had mentioned that you heard that AC/DC was getting back together, and a couple months ago, there was a picture of Brian Johnson leaving the recording studio. Remember this? That we talked about it briefly? Because they toured with, what's his bucket from Guns N' Roses?
Axl Rose.
So he was spotted at a recording studio last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's sounding like he's back in.
Well, do you remember the story I told you too?
What was it?
A ton of Brother Malcolm's music had already been written and recorded. They just needed to go back in and do the other parts around it.
Right.
They had
like
a bunch.
He's going to be on this record.
Yeah, the brother that has passed away is going to be on the album. And he's known as the guitar player that sort of is the backbone of the band.
He is like the underrated rhythm guitar player. Mm-hmm. Like everyone talks about Angus Young, but Malcolm was the solid. Like that's probably him right there. He's just the solid. Leave me be.
As I've learned some of their songs too, he sticks with a lot of the same chords.
No, they're famously they're the three chord band that somehow continues to
tight
to
though.
Do it. Very.
You got to get them right. If you don't get those chords right, the song's ruined.
Right. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
There's some guys in a band called Terrorizer.
And
Terrorizer.
No idea.
It's a great name for a band. See if you can find them. They ran into Brian at a Florida airport. And one of them said, we asked him about the rumors of him being on the new AC/DC album. And he said, yeah. And he's sick of denying it. So there it is. He's been in there recording. Officially,
yeah.
There's no word on what AC/DC has planned for the future. But now Terrorizer is getting mentioned everywhere, so I guess that's a good thing, right? Are you back in the band or what? Yeah, it's like a denying it.
I'd love to see them have one more good album.
They haven't had one in 30 years or more.
You're lame.
You're lame.
No, they're
40 years? Not since 1980. In Black is the only good album with Brian Johnson on it.
No, they had a couple
only
decent
one. No,
songs.
They didn't.
Well, put it this way. At least some of the songs from albums they've released since have been good.
And which ones?
Well, Thunderstruck was a huge hit for them.
Yeah, it's a big hit, but is it a good song? No.
It's a huge
hit.
Come on,
man. She got the jack. Come on.
Look.
Problem child.
I didn't kill that guy.
Yeah. He killed himself.
Right. So get off of me.
I'm not on you. I'm on Brian Johnson.
I'm just saying, you know, get off the band. They're like, okay, so our singer just died.
Yeah. Well,
what
keep
should
writing,
we do?
You should write more good songs and not just, you know, the dreck that you guys have been putting out since then.
I've been listening to Terrorizer, and I can't determine.
Don't air it.
Don't do it. Don't bother. What kind of band are they?
It's
screamo?
Yeah, it's very strong.
I mean, Terrorizer sounds like a screamo band.
It's a screaming. Yeah, I can't understand what he's saying, though.
Can you play?
He's grunting just more like.
Oh, grunting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hot.
Let's play some of it real quick.
Well, Vinny likes it. Sounds like the record's skipping. Don't play it.
I don't listen to that. That's not my thing.
I can't hear words.
Yeah. Maybe there are none.
No, that's one. That's a type of music. There are bands that are like, that's what we do.
You know, one time years ago, we had a pretty major studio set up at the last house that we owned. And these kids were like, we're looking for a studio to record. So John was like, I'll engineer it for
what
you.
What kids?
Just some kids in a band.
Where'd you meet them?
John met them through like a friend of like the father of one of the kids knew John and was like, hey, do you
and
think you could record?
And this band went on to be Metallica.
They didn't. They didn't,
what?
Go on, they didn't go on to be anybody.
They're nothing?
So they were kids, like high school kids. And John said, so these, you know, these four skinny dudes show up and they lay, you know, over the course of 2 days, they're laying tracks and they're doing all this stuff. Just a quick little demo. Mm-hmm. And they're so nice. John's like, they're just the nicest, politest boys. And they're, you know, they're working on their songs. And they're, you know, we're laying down all the tracks, blah, blah, blah. And then it comes time for him to record the vocals. And he's figuring, you know, and the songs are pretty good. You know, they sound like that, though. And then the kid, this like tall, skinny white boy, just grabs the mic and starts recording his parts. And that's what it sounds. And John said he almost like broke out into like after 2 days of recording pretty tight music and it sounded really good. This kid's singing it, and the other dudes are like, yeah, yeah. John's like, okay, so it's that.
Total waste of time.
Well, you know, John liked it. It's fun.
And probably fulfilled a dream for
them. Yeah, they probably still listen to that tape.
Yeah. They peaked.
Hey, and we're going to peak at 9:15 with a review
yeah,
of the
are.
Fyre Festival.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of peaking. Cardi B and Offset. Mm. They secretly married. They have a baby together. And his activity with groupies is what finally drove her away. She just, you know, I think 3 months ago, there were a series of videos that she put out about how I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I'm not. And then he began his campaign of terror to get her back.
Because you know what?
Yes.
I don't doubt that it didn't mean anything to him. Like, he probably did love her and was probably like, well, I'm still going to bone this girl.
Right.
This lady that's right here
it's
in front of me.
It's got nothing to do with how I feel about Cardi.
But I totally love my wife.
Yeah.
But I got to bone this girl. I mean,
she's
naked.
Right here.
She's right here.
She's right.
Doesn't mean anything, right?
Spread eagle. What am I going to do? If I fall down, I'm in. So, yeah. And then there was that stunt that was clearly set up where he came on stage, Take Me Back. That was a couple months ago. Bro.
I don't get that at all.
I know.
Well, about a week ago, she posted on Instagram, I want to go home. And it's a picture of her kissing their baby, and there's big hearts, and because I don't think they show Culture's face. I don't know if I've ever seen a picture of her. But she posted last week, I want to go home, and now she is going home. So they're back together. They are under the same roof. The hip-hop power couple, as TMZ calls them, is officially back on. Sources are saying she either is back or is going back to the Atlanta home that they shared before the breakup. This is the first time she's been back to stay there with Offset and Culture since December when she... Oh, this was only in December when she was ripping him for cheating? Boy, it feels like forever ago. And there have been signs lately of a reunion like the post, I want to go home. They're now saying it's a done deal. He proved himself to his wife.
For less than a month.
Yeah. One of the key factors was Offset changing his phone number in order to show Cardi he's serious about being honest and faithful. The digits are strictly for Cardi and business calls only. I guess his friends. I don't know. More importantly, there's a new no groupies rule. When he tours, it's in full effect this weekend because he's actually in Atlanta to do a bunch of Super Bowl stuff,
sure.
too. And I guess his people have
been given
the new orders.
Instead of bring him back here and hide him in the closet, it's going to be don't bring him back here.
Don't bring him back here. Offset is not allowing any female fans near him during the Super Bowl appearances for Atlanta. He wants Cardi to know he's serious about their marriage. So there's the picture that she put up about a week ago.
Well, that's going to be tough if that's the new rule.
Yep.
From now on.
That's the new rule.
That's hard.
It is hard. Well, and...
Is that Dr. Phil?
That's correct.
It is. Tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. I actually think that tattoos can be absolutely beautiful artwork. And that, you know, I wish I had the pain threshold to get sleeves because I would. I think they're freaking gorgeous. My girlfriend Ariane, you have sleeves too, but she's got, I mean, they're just from the top of her hand all the way up, and she wears like these sleeveless dresses, and the colors are vile. I just think they're beautiful. They can be gorgeous artwork. They can also go horribly, horribly, horribly wrong.
Uh-huh.
And especially, they say one of the biggest ones is people get Asian characters, like, you know, whether it's Chinese or Japanese or whatever, and they spell out something that you don't think that they spell out. So she wanted to get Ariana Grande is a fabulous little pop star. Mm-hmm. She got a new song out called Seven Rings, and she wanted to get a tattoo to commemorate that, and she got it on the palm of her hand.
Ooh, that's one of the spots that's not, it's hard for tattooers to really get that ink in there, first of all, right. And it's supposed to hurt.
And both of those things appear to be factors in this story. Because to write seven rings in Japanese, it's five characters, apparently.
Oh, now see that, you'd be able to put...
right across your knuckles, right?
Or even do it on your thumb, too. Like, you could...
Well, she did it here, right? Just right like across in the pad. And I sort of tend to believe her that she... because it does start way over on the... on the far side, right under the index finger, and sort of ends at underneath the next knuckle. But because she shortened it, so it's five characters, but she only wound up with two of them. And those two combined together don't mean seven rings. They mean small barbecue grill, which, of course, people who can read Japanese pointed right out to her. In her video, they do show the five characters correctly displayed to say seven rings. She says... So she posted a picture. They actually say, those two together say something like shichirin, which is a small Japanese barbecue grill. She said, yes, some of the characters got left out because she got the first one and went, ow!
It hurt too bad.
Ow! Yeah. She said it hurt like F, but it still looks tight with just the two. So she dropped the middle three. She said, I wouldn't have lasted one more symbol. But this spot also peels a ton. I guess you lose a lot of skin off your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And won't last. So if I really miss it, I can get it done and get it done the right way and get the whole
thing. Well, that's, you know, people tell themselves things about tattoos. It's probably going to last.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that person packed the ink in there.
Well, probably. That's maybe even part of why it hurts so bad. But it's...
Although this is what I would say to her.
What?
I would say, it's your tattoo. It means what you want it to. And even if it doesn't say what it's supposed to, that means that to you.
Right.
You're good. You don't have to worry about all the people online saying that nonsense. What's worse is now trying to cover it or make it say something else with that.
Right. And she copped to it. She said, look, it hurt. I couldn't take it. So
I
had them do one more.
Who said, she goes... my daughter was getting a tattoo on her arm, and she got a date, and they messed up the numbers, and she didn't notice it at first, and then she freaked out when she realized, and I was like, please tell me you didn't go have them change it. It's fine. Not only is it, like, they tried to finagle or massage the numbers and squeeze them in, and it changed the... And I was like, you would have been, no one would have seen that. And if anything, that's the story. I rushed into a tattoo. I looked away because it hurt so bad. I didn't pay attention. Like,
you even choose to tell that story, you don't
have
to.
Yeah, I mean, you
Who's
don't have
know
to.
From what date?
But that's, it could mean to you, don't rush into crap that you're not ready to get or whatever.
Right.
Instead.
I learned a lesson from this tattoo.
Now it's all messed up because they tried to make it correct.
Right.
As opposed to looking.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, everybody can do what they want, but I just thought it was fine.
Right. It's like the little thing you have on your shoulder, the little mermaid.
Oh, the completely
thing.
Ruined.
Right. Like, that's actually sort of a funny story. And you've encased it, and I mean, it's just sort of part of the scenery on your arm now. Mm-hmm. But when it was alone, it was like, what the hell is that?
If I could do it again, I wouldn't do tattoos at all. But I was going, well, just because it costs money. Like, you know, I've said this a million times. Like, they should pay me. I'm letting you draw me.
Right.
And hurt me, by the way.
How much money you got on your body right now?
Yeah, how much money? How much you think?
I have no idea.
Just take a guess.
Thousands, for sure.
Thousands is in like 10,000.
The guy who's done a bunch of these, that guy Grime, he's one of the best tattooers in the world. And he's right here in the Bay Area. So he charges, I don't know
top
exactly,
dollar.
But you know, at the end, he usually goes, okay, yeah, that's going to, all right, that's going to be. And then he gives me a number, and I'm like,
no receipt or anything.
Here's the cash, homie.
Can you itemize that for me?
It's just whatever.
Well, you know, he's an artist.
But anyway, if I was going to do it again, I would probably put more thought into the entire sleeve as opposed to doing them in pieces. And I'm just all, yeah, I'll do that.
I think it's sort of neat how they evolved. I love your arms. I think
but they
great.
Didn't. There are people who think about it and put it together, and they have the artist collaborate with them, and then they've got a piece,
right?
Not just pieces that make a piece.
I was thinking that because I have a friend who's a tattoo artist, and I was thinking
The guy's at Spider Murphy.
Yeah, he's at Spider Murphy.
What's that guy's name?
Laurent Trelon. Laurent Trelon.
His last name is Trelon.
Trelon.
Wow, that's
and he's
French.
He's by the way, yeah, he's super French. He's super talented, like, and he's done some of his mom's artwork, but he's one time as a thank you gift for like some wedding gift I gave him or something, he painted me a little original that I was like framed hang. Oh my god, like who knows, you know, you never know who's gonna be famous. But he's just a really good artist, and I was thinking about going to him and being like, all right, look, don't put any ink in the gun and let's see how it feels. Like, could I do it? Because I have a terribly low pain threshold.
Here's the problem. It's not the first hour. It's the fifth hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he'd do it to you and you'd go, oh, that's not so bad. Oh, I'm okay. But then when they're doing the whole picture on you and they're working and
I'm going to go small.
By the third hour, you're like, oh, God, I think I'm over this.
Could they give me like a Valium or something?
No, they don't give you anything.
Why?
Because that's part of the process.
They're not doctors.
I want.
Then you go to your Mill Valley Bitches and get their drugs.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, there it is.
Hey, Mill Valley Bitches.
Oh, she's going to be so good on Dramaste.
I'm not going to be on that.
No.
Well, you might
her.
Oh, you see, yeah.
You might
she just called all the Mill Valley bitches.
Well, we are a bunch of bitches.
All right. Well, that's going to be fun on TV.
I know some people don't like that, but I do. I'm like, I own that.
I was going to ask you one more thing about the tattoos. Where do you go in your head when you're at that third hour or whatever, and you're
to
like,
a field
oh, my
full of
God.
Daisies.
You know,
the deer frolicking on the edges of the wood.
I sort of chat him up, or they put music on, we rock out, and I always bring Swedish fish, so I'm eating this candy.
Oh, you get like a little reward.
I'd just bring them to chew on, sort of something to help me.
Instead of a leather strap.
Often I've certainly brought books and headphones to play music. I never use it. I end up just feeling like I should be here with the artist while he's doing this and not be...
ignoring him.
He shouldn't have to tap me.
I'm talking
to you.
I'm telling you, if I had to put myself through it, there would be tears running down my face the whole time. I would love to get a little tattoo. Like, I have a couple ideas or things I would get, you know, to do with my family and just things that are sort of not going to go away or be a fleeting flight of fancy.
My face, right?
Your face, of course, right on my ass cheek. That's what I'm thinking.
Nice.
And Yuzette's on the other ass cheek.
Perfect. Oh, perfect.
You guys sit right on your faces all day long.
Thank you.
You got
sounds
it.
Sounds delicious.
All right, moving on. Ariana Grande got the 7 rings tattoo, and it turns out it actually
doesn't
reads.
Say that.
It says small barbecue girl.
I can see exactly what she took out, too.
So yeah.
You want me to dissect
doesn't
it.
Doesn't she take out the, oh,
the
not
very
the middle.
The exactly.
Middle.
So this is the end result here.
Yeah.
That very beginning.
It's very pretty.
The first and the last character is what she used. She took out these three right there.
Small grill.
You know, the next two aren't bad. They're actually just sort of semicircle things.
I know.
It's the
last one is the
one
hardest
right there,
one,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Hard to fix.
She's got a brother named Frankie Grande. Who,
oh, yeah.
Vinny
we
and I got to
Big
know
brother,
on Big
right.
Brother. A couple months ago, we found out that he was in a thruple with a married couple. Remember this?
Yeah. I do.
I can show you the picture that they... Well, it's all in the middle of the story. I'll give it to you after. Good. So three good-looking shirtless dudes in a picture. Let's show you the picture. Actually, you know what? I'll show it to the camera. Do you remember it, Vinny?
I do. Yeah.
So I'm showing it to the camera right now. So he's in a relationship with this thruple. Well, guess what? It didn't last.
Oh,
I know.
Bummer.
So they were a married couple, the two other dudes. This is just a couple months ago. He told us he was in this relationship with a married couple, and now he says, I'm solo. I am single. I've been single for about a month now. He's promoting, I guess he's got cell phone cases that he designs. Because everybody's got something. Mm-hmm. It's a new collection. They're called Fifth and Ninth. And he says it's good that he's out of the relationship. I'm super grateful for my last relationship. I grew so much in it. And at the same time, it wasn't working out anymore. He was in a married couple named Daniel and Mike. I'm super glad that we decided to end things amicably and that we can all remain friends. That's the important thing. He said that it was so complicated being in that relationship. Talk about drama. Stay. You have double the highs, double the excitement, but also double the lows and double the drama. He celebrated a year of sobriety in June of 2018 and said going through a sober breakup was the most difficult part. my emotions were so high and so heavy. As breakups go, it was a good one. It was definitely a good one. But I felt everything. And as for his current thoughts on the split, he's got no hard feelings. He says, thank you. Next. I'm so bleeping grateful for my exes. Mm. Little shout out to his sister, mm-hmm. Ariana, because that's her hit song. He said, I guess when he first posted about that, he said, I'm the new addition. That they had been together about 3 months and the husbands were both very smart. Mm-hmm. Mike and Daniel are both extraordinary people. I think the world of them. Each of them completes me in different ways, and I'm honored to be in this very special, very fun relationship. Here's some pictures if you want to look through. So anyway, congratulations on a successful conscious uncoupling. Unthrupling. And unthrupling. It looks like they had some fun. They're all hot. Like three hot dudes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh boy. I hope they got some video of that. Woo!
Guys seem to really like each other, unlike you ladies,
yeah.
Who only kind of like us or...
No, we like you a lot.
Not really. We're it doesn't just, seem
you know,
like it.
The sex isn't...
Never heard is you
it,
sing
doesn't
it.
Have quite the same level of importance that you have for it. Hey, I got a sewing story I want to squeeze in here real quick.
All right,
I
fine.
Love sewing. Madonna, to say she's come a long way is a bit of an understatement. She posted a picture of herself and her sister back in high school wearing dresses that they made. Because they couldn't afford to buy all their clothes. She said, my sister Paula and I, on my high school graduation day, we sewed our own dresses from Butterick patterns. Butterick and Simplicity. Remember those? You could buy those patterns at the fabric store?
Uh-huh. No.
I was always so embarrassed we could not afford store-bought dresses. Hot!
Bless you.
Whoa, bless you.
Boy, that came on.
I know.
I was so embarrassed that we couldn't afford store-bought dresses. In retrospect, I'm glad I learned how to use a sewing machine. One of the funniest things about these dresses is how modest they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are, you know, no cleavage, no real skin at all except arms, because they're long. She said, notice no cleavage or bare knees. Papa Caccione was very strict.
I imagine. She's always saying that.
Yeah.
Or
Papa
to.
Don't preach.
Right.
So anyway.
Well, remember one of the first things that came out, she did a nude layout. Actually, I don't think it even was shown. I think it showed after she was famous.
She was famous and it sort of saw the light of day because she had like furry armpits. And
she looked great.
You know, she looked absolutely great in those.
Really good.
Yeah, she was pretty hot. She still is. She's hot. Madonna, everybody. Madge. What's coming up in the news? Vinny.
The State of the City speech. You hear it?
I did not.
Also, speeding and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, keep playing it. Keep playing it. That was pretty.
Oh, thanks.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That little, I don't even know what you call that instrument that we have in here. It's from Bananas. And it's like a...
Bonger?
A little bonger thing. Is where he does the NBC, mm-hmm. and he was playing it along with Girls Like You.
Yeah, because I think that's in the key of C. This is pretty.
Hold on, let me see if I can play the Girls Like You thing.
Oh, I can play it.
Hold on, no, I'm doing it right here. Go ahead, do it. Am I doing it? I'm not doing it.
I'm just hitting keys.
It won't go on the air, Brent. Oh, I see. It's not in program here.
Do it. Look at you go.
Let me turn that up.
What are we doing?
He's playing that. What's that instrument called?
The bonger.
Bonger.
We don't know what it is. That's pretty. That sounds good. All right. I guess we don't have to do that forever. Because I see that the lines are loaded up with people who
Disneyland,
want to go to
baby.
Aulani. Aulani.
I want to go.
Oh my God, me too. All right. This is it. Be calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You will instantly win a Disney gift card, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. It's going to be an epic vacation for your family. So great. You know, I don't see the dates in here, but there is a specific, it's at the end of February,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the end of February, beginning of March.
We're doing this all right. Day. 12:35, 3:35, and 5:35 are your next chances, and all day tomorrow. And then everybody who qualified this week, one person will get drawn. So good luck. Call now, 800-400-3697. Oh, for God's sake.
Come on.
I'm in preview mode still. Here we go.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Movies Reviews.
Oh, the Movies Reviewsies.
Coming up at 9:15, Human and Marcus will review the
fire. And Bryn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Bryn.
Yeah.
We'll be reviewing a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
Thank you.
Two different Fyre Festival documentaries, one from Hulu, one from Netflix. But they're going to concentrate on the one from Netflix because that's the one that Human's seen, and it's the better one.
Thank and you also, so you'll be reviewing.
Because Human saw it, it's the better one.
Which right. movie?
Fyre, the greatest party that never happened.
Oh, there's no other movie, though? There's not.
That's it. Oh, they're reviewing it. TV. It's January. I guess there's no good movies out. I don't know.
Oh. Huh.
And this one's going to take a while. We got a lot to say.
Oh.
We got a lot of.
It is an interesting story.
Yeah.
And then Marcus is going to hang around for today's secret show. So our weekly podcast is getting cut today right after the show.
Are we doing that?
Yep, we're doing it.
The Hulu version is called Fyre Fraud.
Fyre Fraud.
I don't know about this, though. Are these even movies? I guess we'll go medium. Here at 9:15? I mean, certainly not peak. I don't
know. Yeah. No, we will peak.
Are you sure?
Now that you're debating it in your mind, I'll just answer it for you. We're peaking. And Netflix counts.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. It's a high. It's a high, but it isn't a peak.
Whether you like it or not.
I don't know. That line was close to peaking right there. That was pretty good. Nicely done, son. All right. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the State of the City speech. Mayor London Breed spoke yesterday on San Francisco. Personally, while I am a huge... I have San Francisco tattooed on me.
Sure.
Speaking of tattoos.
The Giants logo.
I love it here. I'm a big fan. I've lived in the city. Then I moved away, and I've never thought about coming back. But that city life is tough.
Yeah.
And, San Francisco is really a city.
Yeah.
Whereas other spots in California, kind of.
Yeah.
Some buildings.
They call
maybe.
It a city.
Right.
But is it one?
Not like this.
More like a town.
Anyway, I had some real city life affect me this week and was sort of like, you know what? I already know about your city, Mayor London.
The smash and grabs are rampant.
My broken window.
Windows at your car.
And grab your iPad for my own.
And my full-blown surrender, too, is an example of knowing the city well enough to know, hey, nothing going to come of this.
Right.
I'm not going to waste an hour trying to get somebody down here and make some report where they go, oh, yeah, sure, an iPad, a bag.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, guy had a sweatshirt on.
I don't even know why this is.
Oh, actually, you don't. Were there no passerbys who were like, I saw it happen?
Zero idea. Nobody.
It was a person.
Broad daylight.
It was a person tall enough to hit this window.
Right. Broad daylight on a busy street. Smash and grab. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not listening to this. But I have now read a little bit about what she had to say, and I'll share it with you here.
Okay.
The State of the City address, which happened yesterday, Mayor London Breed had a stern message for the city's critics saying, don't doubt the city that knows how. Her speech at the National LGBTQ Center for the Arts in the Mission District traced her efforts over the last 6 months, tackling the city's most persistent problems. As you well know, the streets need cleaning. The homeless need somewhere to camp. increasing housing supply, expanding opportunities. It doesn't even mention crime here, but crime.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she spoke on all this stuff saying that, you know, there's a lot of negative media attention for San Francisco right now, asking, or people are asking, has San Francisco lost its way?
No. Has it? No.
So she's just wanting to change the opinion to a positive. And I agree. There's lots to love about San Francisco, for sure.
Yeah.
Nobody writes songs about the smash and grabs, though.
No.
Only about that their heart got left here because it's so beautiful and wonderful.
Was it smashed and grabbed? And that's why it got
Maybe
left
that's
here?
Why. I don't know. But anyway.
Someone should write a smash and grab song.
You think?
Yeah.
You should.
Okay. The things that you never hear about San Francisco when you're coming in for your vacation. Smash and grab. It's a smash and grab. Don't leave anything in your car because it will get smashed and grabbed.
Okay. Poop on the streets.
Poop on the streets. Watch out for your feet, because there's poop on the street. And look at that right there. It's a guy with a needle in his arm laying right in my way. I did leave my heart here, but it's because it got smashed and grabbed.
Someone smashed and grabbed your heart.
Yeah. There's right. a hole in my chest is where my heart used to be. But I visited San Francisco, and now it's gone. That's a pretty good song.
I like it, Sarah. Good job.
Oh, thank you. Add it to the list of songs I've written.
Here's a follow-up. Over a year later, the FBI this week announced it's concluded its investigation into the 2017 Las Vegas shooting where 58 people were killed.
They just concluded it.
The conclusion is they cannot figure out what the shooter's motives were.
Hmm. He killed himself, right? Or did they shoot him in the hallway or something?
There's a question as to that. But the point is, in my opinion, there wasn't anything they could possibly say that right. would make any one of us go, oh, well, he's got a point there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't even care what his motive was.
Right.
Okay,
I mean,
great. Thanks for looking into it.
Man hours into that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do the investigation right now. Madman gets guns, brings bump stock into the national vocabulary, and kills 50-plus people.
It's certainly unsatisfying and upsetting that we'll never know why this happened.
No.
Right. Well, I mean, what reason could he give?
Right. Even if you knew, it wouldn't satisfy you.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever he said, you'd go, all that
Over
mayhem
that. Right.
for this?
Ugh.
No.
Right.
A driver in Illinois was just busted doing 115 miles per hour in a 35 zone.
In Illinois? Aren't the streets pretty icy there right now?
With snow on the road.
What an idiot.
Doing 115 in a 35 zone.
Boy, my apologies to Floridians.
She was taken straight to jail.
Oh, boy.
She.
Huh.
A lady speeder.
Oh, no, no. Oh, woman, go.
Yeah.
I can't drive.
55.
Oh, look at you hitting all the notes today. That's you. You just found your falsetto, buddy. Keep going.
Got to save his energy. We're about to peak.
Right.
30 minutes from now, we're going to be
peaking.
The average American. Where is Rachel?
She's at some wine festival in Sacramento.
She is?
Yeah.
Ooh, a wine festival.
Did she dump that boyfriend yet that jumped in between you two?
No, no.
She's with him?
Yeah, I think they're really enjoying each other's company.
Oh, enjoying each other. Wow.
How did we let her get away?
How did we? Love Rachel.
They don't need to happen, though. All you had to do was say, yes, I'm about to kiss you.
Uh-oh. What song is this?
Are you about to kiss me right now?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Hooman would have come in with the open mouth and kissed all around, like up in her nose.
Yeah, where is your...
Like Jim Carrey does in Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's your tongue peck then?
You mean my French peck?
Your French peck, right.
I don't know about
is
the tongue peck.
Is a French peck like a stabbing tongue motion when you give a kiss?
Yeah.
Well,
like
why
a,
don't you tell us?
Like
he did it to you.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
His tongue has never been in my mouth. And I don't care how often you guys tell your dirty lies.
It's hard to talk to you when you're so
When I'm telling the truth,
well,
I agree.
I don't know. You sound
compulsively lying.
Oh, my God.
Did you get that medicine that
Back to you, Ven.
Yuzi was suggesting for you?
Which medicine?
About the hotness.
That was awesome.
Hot head medicine.
Did you get some of that?
Let's take a picture of that. I need to.
You should take some of that.
All right.
What do I need that for?
Well, you're getting all weird.
Well, you guys keep telling dirty lies about me.
Why is it a dirty lie? He's your best friend.
Yeah.
I never made out with him.
Yeah.
Ever. It did not happen.
Anyway, French peck is when you do a peck with a little bit of an open mouth.
Right.
So you did more than the French peck with
Sarah.
So
why didn't you do that with Rachel? There she was.
Are you going to kiss me?
Not anymore.
You just ruined the moment.
The average American's going to spend over $100,000 on delivery and takeout in their life.
What?
In some cities, it's even more, where they practically live on takeout.
$100,000 on takeout and delivery?
In your life, yeah. Jesus. People in Seattle spend the most. I guess
they
it's the
do?
Rain. Well, the rain.
I don't want to go out.
I don't want
to
be wet.
Can you bring that to me?
$210 a month. I'll tell you something, and I think you mentioned it the other day. The Instacart thing is taking over
your house.
Well, no, it already took over my house. I'm finding out a lot of people I know do it regularly.
Yeah.
Like it's replaced going to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like you show up and your bags are done.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
I hate going to the supermarket.
You do?
And, yeah.
Wait, you have to go to the supermarket and pick up the bags?
That's why I get Instacart.
They deliver to your home?
Wait, is Instacart?
Yeah.
Yeah. I use another one, DoorDash. But I hate going to supermarkets, so I'll order groceries.
Mm. And they show up at your
on
house.
On the weekends sometimes.
Do you have
to
tip the person?
Oh, they come to your house?
Tip. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I pick what supermarket I want to shop at, and then I order all the stuff, and if I want avocados, I say I need them for tonight.
So they need to
I don't
be a
need
certain...
them. Yeah, or I don't need them for a couple of days. Oh. Yeah, it's great.
So I'll pick out ripe stuff for you, and they do a good job with the.
Time I ordered it, and it opened my door, and it's my girlfriend.
Oh,
I'm like, hey,
come on in.
Another time I did a DoorDash, and it was the same girlfriend. I'm like, hey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's, you know, this whole side hustle thing.
Yeah, and I did it last week, and this lady goes, she says, yeah, I had an hour before I have to go to my other job, so I thought I'd do this for an hour.
Huh.
Oh, dang. All right.
Well, the one that we use, or Christina uses, is actually you pull up, and they bring the bags out to the car. So she can sit in the car with the baby in the seat, and she just has them brought out to her.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in my town, friends that we know, have said, "Oh, I do that too."
Mm-hmm.
I'm
so
like,
that's
you don't
not...
have a baby. Why are you doing it?
So that's not Instacart.
I thought it was
something else. There was I had the app on my phone because I was going to do that with Target, but I never ended up doing it.
Well, that's actually if you're paranoid about people coming to your house or you don't want to have
sure.
to. Or maybe you're already out and you're like, I'll swing by
Yeah,
there.
Maybe you're getting off work. You can order your groceries and then
swing by. They load them in the car. You come home like a hero.
Yeah. Huh. I don't even think, I'm not sure, but I don't think they charge it's very small charge, if anything, to have them.
Just load them in your car.
Load it up.
Well, I think there's a few that are subscription-based, but doesn't sound like yours, probably.
She just goes to Knob Hill, and they bring the groceries out to the car.
Nice.
And she just, like,
ordered
alerts
it online.
Them that she's there?
Right.
Idling out front?
Mm-hmm.
Don't even have to find parking?
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
And then I pick up the meat.
Yeah.
Or whatever we're, you know, the things we want from Whole Foods, I'll get when I'm stopping to get lunch. That's what we've been doing.
Nice. They usually have designated parking for those spots, too.
Like, yeah.
You know, here for express pickup or whatever.
Yeah, express pickup, right.
Anyway, this food delivery thing, San Francisco came in on the list at number 3, and San Jose came in at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And weirdly, New York, not at the top of the list.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole deal with New York, as everybody did take out there.
Apparently not as much
math.
As you think.
So I did math. So like $30 a day, say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right, for a year would be over $10,000. So it takes you only 10 years to get to $100,000.
Well, if you had every meal delivered.
Right.
Yeah, because isn't that what they said?
That is a special kind of lazy, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's Kylie Jenner lazy. Remember, she spent $10,000. Yeah, one carrot. I need a carrot.
A bagel.
Every day they say she gets a bagel with cream cheese from this bagel place. $10,000 a year is what she spends, according to Postmates.
Postmates, yes. What she uses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't forget the movies reviews right around the corner, everyone.
Uh-huh, honey.
Oh, Vinny, people are saying either GoogleExpress.com or Knob Hill is eCart.
Oh, eCart. That's what it is.
Oh, has a cart right in it.
So here's a bunch of the things people had to say. Laurent from Spider Murphy's rocks.
Laurent.
I have three. Oh, sorry.
Laurent.
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 It's funny because his mom will be talking. She'll be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Laurent. She goes right into the French thing.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Why'd she go that route? Is she French?
She's French.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Three tattoos from him and adding more soon.
Oh, really? Yeah, Laurent's great.
If you start with a tattoo, get the whole thing. The pain is temporary. That's what I felt myself. Yeah, yeah, you have to finish it. That's part of the thing.
I'd love to get a tattoo, but I just can't. I just know I'd cry.
Most of it, in my opinion, isn't that painful. There were a few. This spot across the front of my chest.
Where it's real close to the bone, the sternum part?
I felt more like it was just going across the muscle. I don't know, but it felt like he was dragging a razor blade across my skin.
Okay.
I was holding on to the... Yow! What? And I was just thinking...
And that was a lot of acreage he covered there, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I was that sounds awful.
Just thinking
I'd
this.
I'd pass out from the pain, and then he could just do the whole thing, and I'd be asleep for it.
Oh, 925 says this. Not that. Driving my 15-year-old son around, listening to Sarah and Vinny. Whoman interests him the most? Oh. Now he wants to see Olive. How do we get our hands on a copy?
Oh, Hooman, great question.
Tell your 15-year-old patience is a virtue.
And, well, let's see. He was one when you made the movie, so maybe when he's 30?
Man, Sarah, your wit today, second to none.
I know. Thank you.
You're
if
welcome.
If only I can remember words.
Anyway, little boy, wait a couple more years, and we'll get it right to you.
Little boy. That guy's a fan of yours.
He'll give it to you in a couple years, kid.
All right. Well, there you go.
Hey, little boy.
We peak in 15.
Oh, is this the end of the thing? Hold on. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.